morning, and thank you for standing by. All lines will be in listen-only until the question-and-answer portion of the call. At that time, to ask a question, press star, then one. Today's call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Mr. Hunter, you may begin.
Yeah, good morning, and thank you for joining our Tivoli Talk this morning. We are very excited about the recent announcement of the purchase of Intelliden. And this morning, to explain this fantastic new acquisition and what network change and configuration management means to our portfolio, means to your customers, and means to you, is going to be Raul Sachdev, the VP of Marketing and Business Development, Larry Carrick, who we all know and love, and then also Pete Cornelius, a worldwide Tiger Team leader. With that, I'm going to turn it over to Raul, but before I do that, again, this is George Hunter, grhunter@us.ibm.com. If you are having any trouble downloading the PowerPoint presentation, please send me a note or same time me, and I will send it to you immediately. Thank you very much, and I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Raul.
Thank you, George. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are, everybody. Thank you very much. And yes, this is it's really exciting to be sharing this news with you and telling you more about Intelliden. Well, those of you that don't know who Intelliden is, Intelliden is a leading provider of best-in-class network automation solutions for multi-vendor heterogeneous network devices, like routers, routers, switches, hubs, and firewalls. Intelliden in the marketplace is known for a number of things from a technology perspective and customer perspective. For those of you that know us, you probably know about our modeling capabilities. We have this patented device smart model capability, which provides some of the highest levels of accuracy and device control that you can get, as well as a scalable platform that can scale down to as few as 100 devices and as many as hundreds of thousands of devices, and probably one of the most open architecture that you can find. Our heritage is in the service provider domain, which is where we started, and has been extended to also include enterprise and public sector, defense, government customers. And on slide 3, you'll see a number of the customers that Intelliden has. Leading names such as British Telecom, CBeyond, Scotia Capital, Telecom Italia, Telefonica, Telus, Verizon, Visa. So you could see some of the blue chip companies with real network dependent businesses. And as George mentioned, Intelliden joins IBM's Tivoli software division to help IBM provide the most comprehensive integrated service and network management application. A little bit more about Intelliden, what we do and the types of markets we focus on. Our target markets are three key ones: the service providers, which includes both the communication service providers as well as the managed service providers, which is a significant part of our focus. Enterprises, primarily enterprises that have mission-critical networks, networks upon which their business is dependent on. And by that, I mean financial services companies, pharma, energy companies, retail, logistics, and other companies with data centers or large networks, as well as public sector organizations, government, defense, and other. The typical deal size that we would go for, depending on which market that we're focusing on, could be as few as hundreds of thousands to millions. It is a licensed software model with services and maintenance support on top of that. Our key buyers within these organizations tend to be at the C-level, the CTO, the CIO, or the network engineering and network operations organization, and or on the IT side, if that's the way the company is organized. And then last detail, the competitors, folks that we compete with, primarily, I would say, three entities: HP Opsware. HP acquired a company called Opsware a couple of years ago, and Opsware itself had acquired a company called Rendition. So Intelliden competes with the Rendition part of HP Opsware. or NAS as it's now known. As the other one is EMC Voyance. Voyance also had some network automation capabilities, and we see them in the marketplace. And I guess the biggest one would be Homegrown. It's surprising that a large part of networks still remain unautomated, with changes being manually driven. So we see this as a tremendous opportunity for you, as well as us. And you know, the numbers in terms of deal sizes that I shared hopefully should get most of your attention. You know, the largest deal that we did at Intellisense was north of $10 million at a service provider. So you know, some of these can be really, really large numbers, especially in the service provider space.
Hey, Raul, this is George. Let's just pause for a minute. I have sent out quite a few of the presentations to some of the folks on the line, and just kind of make sure that people are able to replicate and get those real quick. So for everybody's information, that if you've sent me a same time, I'm sending it in the same time. And if you sent me an email, then I'll send in the email. Okay, that should be good. Let's go ahead and start again then.
George, do you want me to continue or start from the beginning?
No, just continue.
Okay.
Just
continue, so yeah, apologies for the little technical hitch. But moving on, so why do we need network automation or network configuration and change management solutions? Surely networks have been around for a long time, and people have been configuring and managing networks, often without these systems, you know, adequately. I'd say that that might have been the case in the past, but that's certainly changed now. Networks have, I think you have one common trend where networks are becoming an essential part of the IT and infrastructure fabric of the types of companies that we're talking about. So if you're a service provider, network is your business. And if the network is down, your business is down. If you are an enterprise, then and you are increasingly relying on data centers and cloud-based solutions, then the network is the essential piece that provides connectivity. So if you don't have connectivity, it's no good having a data center and applications, mission-critical applications running on it. So networks have become more critical today than they have been in the past. That's one key fact. Now, if you couple that with the fact that the networks have become complex, you start to run into, you know, the need for automation. What do I mean by complexity? I think, let me give you some anecdotal examples to illustrate my point. If you looked at a typical network environment, say even 5 years ago, a typical large network, IP network in an organization would be 15, 20, you know, 30,000 devices. Today, it's not uncommon to find networks that go up to, you know, hundreds of thousands of devices, if not millions. So the sheer volume of devices has increased tremendously. If you look at the complexity of an individual device, and a good indicator of that is the size of the configuration. A large device a few years ago, 5 years ago, would have been couple of hundred thousand lines of configuration. Today, a large device can be north of 1 million lines of config. Another example is of complexity is changes. Networking organizations have to deal with lots and lots of OS software patches, changes that are being issued by vendors. I think Cisco alone might have issued, you know, several thousand patches to iOS last year. So you, as the networking organization or the IT organization, has to now determine which parts of your network, which devices you have to apply those patches to. And if you are in a manual world, that can be quite challenging. In many of the industries where compliance is an issue, highly regulated industries, financial services, pharma, there are also compliance mandates, payment card industry standards, HIPAA in the U.S., and others that you have to make sure that your IT infrastructure complies with. So that compliance burden has also gone on. If you, on the other side of the equation, look at the resources and the people available to solve the problem, that's certainly not going up nearly as fast enough. So networks have become more important, networks have become more complex, and the people available to do the job are not increasing. And therein lies the key value proposition for why networks must be automated, especially in environments that depend on those networks for their availability, accuracy, security, and performance. If you move to the next slide, it illustrates the costs associated with network complexity. We've heard of one that you probably would have heard of, the one that's associated with outages. 60% of the outages are caused due to configuration errors, but there are others. Engineers spend an enormous amount of time on manual configurations, 45%. 4% of revenue, analysts estimate, has lost due to network issues. 80% of the security breaches come from devices that are not compliant, et cetera. So cost of complexity is greater today than before. Going to the next slide, even within the IT organization...
And Raul, which slide are you on?
So I am on slide with growing importance of NCCN.
And what page number is that?
That would be 6.
Thank you.
I think one of the things that you will find, those of you that work with networking and IT organizations, is that in many ways, the networking guys are somewhat different from the IT guys. Even if you're talking to a telco, then it can be a completely separate organization. But even within the enterprise organizations, the networking guys tend to have different set of skills and are different folks than the traditional server applications types of guys. So even within that world, the IT organization is increasingly believing that the networks are the last piece of last frontier of automation. Forrester did a study of the top 5 IT management challenges, and 3 out of those 5 were related to networking. So hopefully by now I've made the case to why there is a need to automate networks, both within enterprises as well as service providers. So let's talk a little bit about what IntelliDIN does and how we do that. Moving to the next slide, IntelliDIN Network Automation Solutions. So what does IntelliDIN do? Well, IntelliDIN provides a suite of solutions for managing the change lifecycle of multi-vendor heterogeneous networks. So it complements the rest of the Tivoli portfolio, particularly the Netcool suite, very, very well. Tools that provide fault, performance, monitoring, etc., with the change management suite of products. Specifically, as you see a circle of the bubbles there that talk about the functional components of the IntelliDIN solution today. Starting from the top, everybody needs some level of discovery capabilities, and IntelliDIN has that so that we can go and get the information about the network, know what's within the network, and get the configuration information. Before a question comes up, clearly, we realize that the Tivoli portfolio product has discovery capabilities too. I would say, you must be wondering, how is this different to those? Well, the level of information, the type of information that IntelliDIN gathers is specifically geared towards the configuration and change management environment, physical attributes of the devices, the logical configuration aspects of the devices. And, of course, it is our intent that we will merge this capability with the discovery capabilities that exist within the Tivoli portfolio over time. So one piece is the discovery. The second piece is security and control, and this is important if you want to tame the complexity. This is where we determine who can do what to which devices. So IntelliDIN has capabilities that allow us to group devices, group users, and then provide access to those devices and users to for configuration management perspective or reading perspective, etc. The key thing there is, and this is unique to IntelliVim, is our ability to provide control down to the part of configuration of a particular device. So it's not as if you have access to the device, you can do everything to it. We can limit access to a particular part of the config, a subset of the config, to get a much higher level of control than is available from other solutions. The third piece is a configuration and change management piece. This is where we allow our users to back up and restore files, to set up change templates, to have approvals workflow within the organizations, all the routine day-to-day changes that network engineers, network operators, IT managers need to make. The fourth capability at the bottom of that circle is compliance and audit. Now, this is compliance from a regulatory perspective, but also compliance from a policy enforcement perspective. What do we mean by that? Enabling networking and IT organizations to create policies, for example, for engineering and IT standards, or policies for regulatory mandates, policies for security, any kind of a policy which determines how a particular device or a network should be configured and the enforcement of that one or more policies across your network environment. So it's a really powerful capability, a real key distinguisher for IntelliVim in the marketplace. We consider to have probably the most comprehensive network configuration policy application in the market. The other two pieces are reconciliation of resources. This is where we can share the network information, the configuration and physical attributes of the information with other systems. And then the last piece is software upgrades, the patches and software that exist on devices and upgrading them in an automated way so that you maintain the network integrity. Moving to the next slide, integrated service and network management. So this talks a little bit about how the IntelliVim solutions will fit in to the Tivoli portfolio. And it's actually, the feedback that we've heard this week at Pulse from analysts, from press, and customers has truly been tremendous. I don't think I've met a single person that said, why did you do this? And the universal theme has been makes complete sense and complements our fault and event management capabilities, performance management capabilities, enrichment and automation very, very well, and enables us to provide one comprehensive suite of solutions for managing the complete life cycle of the network, as well as helping to manage the entire IT infrastructure and the data center infrastructure. So it's very exciting, and it really does round out our portfolio of capabilities. The next slide talks a little bit about device support. We'll probably talk about, this is a big topic, and we'll talk more about this in future presentations. But suffice to say that, IntelliVim provides a number of ways to manage devices. In fact, we have two flavors of device support, what we call regular support, which is for managing native configurations of devices. And uniquely, and only IntelliVim can do this, a patented approach that's called Smart Model, where we take the device configuration and convert it into XML schema, which gives us unprecedented level of control and accuracy. We can support today a broad array of devices, device types, device vendors, and where we don't have support for devices, we can do so. We can add that pretty quickly. So we'll be sharing with you our device support list, through the usual means. And if you don't see a device on there that your customer's needing, let us know, and we'll try and make that available. Moving to the next slide, this is really about the value proposition. What are the pain points for specific constituencies that we sell into? Why it matters to them. So if you're if we're dealing with an executive, a CIO or a CTO, it's really about cost containment. The question I would ask them is, how much does it cost you to support your network today? How many people do you have? How do you manage consistency of changes across your network? How do you have visibility into the network performance? Do you have a sense for how many outages are caused due to configuration errors? So those are the type of questions I would be asking a CIO or a CTO. When we talk to network engineering, network architecture organizations, we talk about the time that they're spending on sort of routine configuration management tasks. A lot of these guys, one of the big pain points for them is they've gained highly skilled users with certifications like CCIE, Cisco certification, but they're really spending a lot of their time on routine tasks, building templates, trying to enforce policies, backing up devices. So if we can take some of that time away and help them to focus on higher order tasks like design and architecture, then we make their lives easier. For network operations people, that and typically within a networking organization, you find that about 10 to 15% of the people are engineers and architects, and the rest of them are operators, people that actually make the day-to-day changes. So the 80, 85% people in the operations, really it's about helping them, automate the tasks that they have. They're not necessarily the CCIEs like the architects and engineers, but they want to be able to do many of those tasks in an accurate, consistent way. So the questions we would ask is, how do you enforce standards across the organization? How do you know when network engineer, John is making changes, that's the same as the way that Phil makes changes on other part of the network? And also how long it takes to make changes. Often it's surprising how many of the change requests are still sent through Excel spreadsheets and manual methods, so talking about that, as well as having insight into who did what. The last piece of that, the last constituency we would talk to would be IT OSS. So there it's really about asking them how automated their network is as part of the data center and the IT infrastructure. If we're dealing with the OSS folks within a service provider, the operational support services folks, then it's really about how the network activation, network provisioning works today, how the network information is reconciled with the inventory so that when services are being designed, they're actually consistent with the true state of the network, not just the planned state of the network, as well as reconciliation into CMDB and other apps. So CMDB is a big driver for intelligence apps within the IT organizations. So more on this later. We'll actually give you qualifying questions to ask, but it gives you a flavor of the value that Intelligent provides to the various constituencies that I mentioned earlier. Moving to the next slide, what customers say about Intelligent. I think I've included a couple of quotes, one from BT, one from TELUS. I'm going to let you read those at your leisure. But really, both of these are really long-term Intelligent customers and I would say power users of what Intelligent does. Let me share some of the case studies of both BT and TELUS, as well as a couple of the other ones, to give you a flavor of how our customers are using Intelligent today, because I think that's where you'll get a better sense of that. So I'll do that in a minute, but moving to the next slide to give you a little bit about our differentiators, because at the face of it, you may wonder, how is Intelligent different? Why do customers pick Intelligent when they do over other solutions? I would say there are seven key reasons, one or more of those seven reasons why customers pick Intelligent. The chief one among them is really scalability. We have a production-hardened environment. We can scale it down to, a few hundred devices and scale it up to hundreds of thousands of devices. And shortly I'll share with you some case studies that point to that. So I think the one key piece is scalability. The second is this, the comprehensive nature of the product. We're providing discovery, security and control, config and change management, policy management, compliance, reconciliation, provisioning, upgrade software. So it's a fairly broad, comprehensive solution. It is more than configuration and change management, although the category sometimes is simplified as such. The third piece, and this is really, really important, and that's really driven from the unique technology that we have, is the accuracy. Our goal is to make sure that we don't let users break the network through our product. So every change that's made through IntelliDent is state aware. We enforce command syntax, semantics, ordering. So to make sure that no change, to really make it, lack of a better term, idiot-proof. Make sure that we don't let, and this is really important because the users of our systems tend to have network environments that are mission critical, and they really rely on that. So accuracy is absolutely key. The second piece of that is security, the control. I mentioned this earlier. We can allow our users to control access by users, by devices, and uniquely down to the command level or specific part of the config. And that's driven through the smart model capabilities that I alluded to earlier. Moving to next slide, discontinuation of that slide, three other reasons why customers buy IntelliDent. We have several ways of automating and changing the network devices. Most of the other vendors tend to support script-based modes or native modes. We can do that. But uniquely, we have the smart model mode. We call it the config editor, which is point and click. And you, in order to configure the network, it's really like, you know, putting values on an analogy that I can give you is it's Windows Explorer to the command window in the Windows environment. So the native and the script mode, if they're like the command terminal, the point and click mode, the config editor is more like the Windows Explorer. And that makes it much more intuitive to enter values, to make changes, to build templates. But more on that, the capabilities later, but that's one of the things that truly differentiates us. The next one is compliance. So where, and by compliance we mean policy compliance, where you can create policies for regulatory mandates, security policies, operational policies like quality of service, engineering standards, and then make sure that we enforce those policies to achieve what we call always-on compliance. The last piece is open architecture. Because of IntelliDent's heritage in the service provider environment where we've always had to coexist and integrate to other applications, we built the application with openness in mind. So every single configuration command in IntelliDent is exposed through APIs. We eat our own dog food, and our own GUI actually relies on our APIs for communication with the back end. So those are the seven key reasons that our customers choose IntelliDent over other solutions. If some or all of those capabilities are important to them, then IntelliDent should be a choice vendor for them. So I'm going to shift gears and talk a little bit about our customers. I'm going to let you read some of this later, but I want to give you a flavor of, you know, four different types of deployments that we have to show you the types of opportunities that you should be, you know, seeking. The first one I'm going to begin with I think it's slide 14, is configuration and compliance management. That's the BT case study. In this particular case, we have several deployments at BT. But the one that I'm going to talk about is the managed service provider part of BT. BT is one of the largest MSPs in the world. And today, using the IntelliDent solution, they're supporting over 300 enterprise customers through a single instance of our software. And this was a key way for us to win over the competition because no one could demonstrate that they had a solution that could scale to hundreds of thousands of customers and, you know, tens and thousands of devices. So today they are approaching 100,000 devices, and the goal is to continue to grow that over time. What do they use us for? They use us as part of what they call trouble-to-resolve process, making sure that they can provide services to these managed service customers accurately. They can get things done right the first time, consistently across the various parts of their networking organization. They have a single place where they maintain history of all the changes, and they can demonstrate back to their customers that they are meeting the SLA obligations that they have signed up to. And if they don't, there are penalties, financial penalties associated with them, those SLA violations. So it costs BT a lot of money if they can't demonstrate that, if they breach those SLAs that they have in place with their customers, as well as making sure that they can make routine changes within maintenance windows. If you're managing a network of a bank, you don't have the luxury to make changes anytime you want. Typically, you're going to get maintenance windows, say, on Sunday morning, you know, a few hours, and you want to make sure that you have lined up all your changes and everything works like clockwork in that time frame. Or you might have sudden security threats or, you know, advisories that have been issued, and at that point you want to be able to respond to them quickly and make sure that the network is back into the, you know, the compliance stage. So it's a really powerful story. We see managed service providers actually a key market, huge differentiator for Intellident. And if you have MSP customers, I would ask them how they are managing their networks today. And we have a really powerful story through BT that we can share with them. Moving to the next slide, it's TELUS. TELUS is, much like BT, one of Intellident's flagship customers. TELUS is a Canadian communication service provider. They have a couple of deployments of Intellident. One is for provisioning of devices for their IPTV deployment. But the one that I'm going to talk about here is their configuration and change management system, where Intellident is used for configuration, compliance, change management for their end-to-end IP network. Over 40,000, mostly Cisco and Juniper devices, including core, edge, aggregation, and CPE devices. One place through which they control access to for their network engineering and network operations organization, one place where they have history of all the changes, one place through which they enforce engineering standards and policies that might be specific to their customers. So it's really a great story of, you know, comprehensive configuration and control of the entire IP network through a single solution. And they're continuing to add devices into Intellident as they grow their network. The next story is Visa. So shifting, you know, a slightly different flavor. Visa is an enterprise customer. The Visa uses Intellident to manage their network in North America, South America, and soon in Asia Pacific. So pretty much all of the network other than Europe, and the European network is actually managed by BT. So we manage Visa's network worldwide. The key thing that Visa needed, and this is not atypical of financial services customers, is the ability to manage changes in a consistent way, to have auditing capabilities for their network, to be able to upgrade OS and software and patches consistently. They have a predominantly Cisco network of about 4,000 devices. I mentioned earlier that one of the things that they need to be able to do is to respond to patches that are issued by the vendors, and to do them consistently and accurately. So they consider this as kind of the way to enforce consistency across their network. And these are, I mean, in many ways, they're actually a little bit like a service provider, because if the network is down, they can't process any of the transactions, financial transactions, that flow through those networks. So for them, network accuracy, network performance, network security are really, really key. So they're very systematic in how they make changes and where they keep history. And Intellident is really their solution for enforcing those. The last one that I wanted to mention is Cbeyond. Cbeyond, along with TELUS, actually spoke here at Pulse. It's a wonderful, wonderful story. They use Intellident for zero-touch provisioning of their IP services. They provide voice over IP, hosting, broadband services to small, medium enterprises across the U.S. So they have a 50,000 Cisco network, which is growing, And one of the things they want to avoid is every time they turn up the service at a customer, they typically have to put a CPE device on that customer's premise and configure that, turn up the service, as well as configure the rest of the network infrastructure, the aggregation devices. And today, in absence of IntelliDent, if they didn't have IntelliDent, they would have to have truck rolls where engineers are spending several hours on each truck roll at the customer premise, configuring those devices, you know, ensuring that everything works well. So it's really for them the tool through which they can automate a lot of that and reduce the truck rolls and reduce the time that the engineers the technicians are spending at the customer side, so they can deliver much, you know, superior customer service without having any fat finger errors at a much lower cost. Those of you that know, truck rolls can be expensive. The ARPU, the average revenue per user for CBeyond's customers, is about, I think, $700. So for them, truck rolls can be very, very expensive, whether they're turning up services or if they are solving problems. So this is a great way for them to take the cost out of their operations, as well as deliver superior service. Moving to the next slide, the intelligent software opportunity. So I'll talk a little bit about kind of how big the opportunity is, and then I'm going to hand it over to Pete to talk about how IntelliDent fits in with the rest of the portfolio and how to identify particular opportunities. So this slide, it's a table that you see in front of you, gives you a flavor of the types of, you know, contract values that you will see, starting on the left for small enterprises, all the way to Tier 1 service providers. So, this is what I mentioned briefly earlier. You will see three-year contract value of anywhere between a few hundred thousand dollars to several million dollars, depending on the type of customer you are talking to. Network sizes of few thousand devices all the way up to hundreds of thousands of devices. And then the complexity and the makeup of the network also varies depending on the customer that you speak to. So it really comes down to who your target market is, and you know what they're seeking, but it's a tremendous opportunity ahead of us, and we're really excited about it. So with that, Pete, I'm going to hand it over to you to talk a little bit about how IntelliDent fits in with our existing portfolio of products and where to look for opportunities, where people should be looking for. So with that, over to you, Pete.
Thank you very much, Raul. I just returned from Pulse, and there was an overall buzz at Pulse from our customers, sellers, business partners on the IntelliDent acquisition. And why? Because they saw the promise that IntelliDent brings to the overall solution. It was highlighted in the industry roundtables and the customer advisory councils. And I'm going to talk to you here about some of the places that we see a perfect fit and why it's so exciting. The first one, so where is the opportunity? Comprehensive network and service assurance. This allows us to do true cradle-to-grave management by allowing our customers to manage the network devices from installation to configuring those devices to hardening them with security, so we let the bad guys, you know, we keep the bad guys out. To provisioning those network devices, to doing the overall management with fault and performance management, and we can do flow analysis and traffic analysis on those network devices, and then upgrading them in the natural network life cycle, and then overall decommissioning them when those assets are no longer useful in the environment. So this is where we need to go after our NetCool Omnibus customers, our network managing customers, because it truly brings that comprehensive network and service assurance. And we can upsell them with the IntelliDent Network Change and Configuration Management module, NCCM, the Policy-Based Compliance Manager module, PBCM, as well as the OS Manager product that allows you to do your OS upgrades and patch management. Another area of significant synergy that we have is in overall data center automation. We are truly one of the only vendors that can really manage all the devices as well as the application layer in the environment, from applications to servers to storage and network devices. It truly rounds out our portfolio. And this is where we have a natural affinity with our provisioning manager, TPM product, as well as our storage management products, both TSM and SVC, as well as when we talk about cloud opportunities with our TSAM customers for request-driven provisioning. This allows us to really bring in the network devices into that overall mix. And it's a perfect upsell opportunity for our network changing configuration management, policy-based compliance management, OS manager, as well as our discovery and reconciliation program. Another area that Raul mentioned is overall security, right? Auditing, compliance. We can do this very well on the storage, on the servers, on the application, but we had a gap in network devices. We can do and analyze the flow through those devices, but not the devices themselves. The Intellident products allows us to harden those devices, so we reduce how many people can actually have access to them by using the APIs, as well as limiting how many configuration errors or fat-fingering that those network administrators can do to those devices. So this is where we need to leverage and tell a story to our security customers, including Identity Manager and Access Manager, and upsell them with the Intellident modules. Moving to the next slide, three more areas that we see real good adjacencies and synergies, storage management. And I like to tell the story where the single point of failure in any disaster recovery is always the network. Why? Because people don't back up and recover the configs. They may not have the latest one. It's probably scripted. So they bring back the servers, the OS, the applications, well, but they never get the network exactly the way they wanted it before. Here, we provide that total solution for them. We need to tell that to the operations management as we now have that full, robust solution in there. So we need to target our TSM customers and talk about disaster recovery planning and a real good upsell opportunity for that. The next one is around our configuration management database and being that single point of source for the environment and the configuration items and pieces there. This really rounds out by allowing us to bring back the configuration files from those network devices, providing a unified enterprise CMDB and allows you to implement your idle processes, your ETOM processes. Targeting our existing CCMDB, TATM, and TPM customers is a perfect upsell opportunity. And lastly is overall OSS management. I mean, this is right in the heart of that. It truly rounds out a gap that we had in our portfolio. You know, we're number one in fault management. We're number one in performance management. We have now acquired the number one network change and configuration management solution in the industry, bar none, as well as the number one network policy-based compliance management. So we tell you who made the changes, really reducing your troubleshooting, increasing your overall availability in the market. And this is where we can go in with our maximum network inventory, our CMDB, a perfect upsell opportunities. Moving on to the next slide, IT and network problems are not that different. Now, this product is sold primarily into our network groups. We need to talk to them. What I want to give everyone is the comfort to go out there and speak confidently to them because you know the business problems that you have. You know the solutions that we have in overall IT, and we really provide that robust solution rounding out IT with the network. So for real-time discovery and synchronization, you understand what TATM does, right? It goes out there, discovers and brings back the configuration items. The Intellident product of the discovery piece allows us to do the exact same thing and bring back the configuration items for those network devices. It's the same story, so you know what's there. The next thing is security and access control, right? Identity Manager allows you to do your role-based security, to allows you to keep the bad people out and not give out the keys to the kingdom like root access. The Intelidem product allows us to do the same thing for the network devices. And again, the key issue for having network outages is configuration errors due to too many people having access to those devices, fat-fingering it. We truly bring in that security and access control. And not only do we let the bad people out, but in case someone made a change, we identify who made that change in an overall auditing capability. Configuration and change management is another key area. And here, think TADM and TSM, Tivoli Storage Manager. What that allows us to bring is understanding from a golden image, right? How does that compare to other sources? What are the changes? What is different? We can do that well on the servers and the applications, but we don't do that well on the network devices. This truly rounds out that solution and allows us to understand what changes are different. It allows you to instill consistency across your environment as well as back up and recover your configuration files. Compliance and audit. Again, think ITM and TSIM. It's really monitoring the compliance of those network devices. If something changed, highlight it. We can send alerts to Omnibus for fault management, as well as ensuring that we have the latest release. And Intelidem gives us the ability to provide the configuration for the latest release, and if we need to roll back, we can do that without having to reboot the router. Very, very powerful message. Resource conciliation, making sure we have the single source of network truth. Just like the CCMDB has your full configuration information for your IT infrastructure, this allows us to have the configuration and the true source of network truth for our network devices. And lastly is provisioning, ability to provide your OS, your configuration updates, patches. Just like Provisioning Manager does that for applications, we do that for the network devices. Moving on to the next slide, and some of you may have a slightly different version, but we want to talk about some key competitive differentiators, really targeting HP Opsware as one of the key competitors in this space. We have such a better, robust solution. Number one key differentiator, scalability. As Raul mentioned, we have everything from 100 network devices all the way through to greater than 100,000 network devices on a single platform. That is truly above and beyond anyone else in the industry. HP Opsware, for that instance, is much smaller, enterprise network-based in a lot of cases, 100 to maybe at most 10,000 network devices. It doesn't even compare. The next thing is HP Opsware is really a script-based tool. It automates the scripts for network administrators. Not all of them, just some of them. It provides limited control because it doesn't tell you if you run the script if it actually happened. Did that change actually happen? Did you make that configuration update? So you're really leading blind. With the Intelidem product, we bring out the industry-unique smart model mode, which really ensures the highest level of accuracy and control. It models what you can do. It allows you to do it without the tool. It scales, and it truly gives you that robust picture of the environment and also looking at just what changes have been made, which is critical. State aware. What is the current health of that device? If I make a change, do I provide the notification that that change was actually there? It's validated. We can do that. With HP Opsware, it's fire and forget. So I hit a button, I'm making a change, and I'm hoping that that change works. And that doesn't always happen. It doesn't give you that validation. It doesn't tell you if the change is there. You pray, and you really can't tell until it's actually working in the environment, or you have to go back and sift through, up to a million lines of code. It's not a robust solution there. Another key area, non-disruptive rollback. Again, I mentioned we back up the configuration items. If we make a change and that change doesn't work or we miss the time window, we can roll back immediately without having to reboot the router. In HP's case, they can't do that. If they try to roll back, they actually have to send back the whole file again and hope that it takes. And it's proven that it can cause disruption in the environment. And then lastly, the comprehensive flexible network policy compliance. This is unique. AHP, again, is a script-based network policy compliance. It has limited policy reuse. They take, you know, kind of like the top 20 things that a network administrator can do. We truly bring back everything that you can do for that network device. So we need to target the HP Opsware customers. You know, that is absolutely critical. It's an area that we can feel confident in replacing. Moving on to the next slide, key contacts, who can you call? First and foremost, Larry Kerrick is our worldwide sales integration leader for the Intelident acquisition. His contact information is there. We have the Tivoli Service Management Tiger Team, and in particular, the Communication Service Provider, the CSP guys, led worldwide by myself, but we have people, geography and IoT, as well as we have Raul Sachdev and Gary Testa from Intelident. Gary is the worldwide VP of sales, and then we have our sales enablement team, including John Gotch and George Hunter. And with that, I really want you to take these to our customers, and I will turn this over to our sales leader, Larry Kerrick.
Steve, thanks a lot, and folks, appreciate your time today for this. I'm going to go real quick so we can open it up for questions. I know we're going to go past the hour, but if we can hang on, that would be great. So my message is quite simple. Start selling today. This product is available for all of us to start moving forward quickly into your customers. I would make a couple of key points here. One, this is a sale that is pervasive throughout the enterprise. So it is not restrictive for a telco or an MSP. It's every customer we have. And the product fits into our overall service management story quite nicely. So this is still, in my mind, very much an executive sell, a value sell to the CIO and senior VPs of your organization. So please schedule times with these executives as soon as you can, and any of the current selling that you've been doing with any of the Omnibus or TPM or TSAM, this product fits right in and would be a terrific add-on to your existing sales that are going on. A point about the Intelident sales team, they are a very talented and bring a tremendous expertise to the game here for us, but they are a small team. So with that said, we are trying to manage all of our opportunities accordingly. So I would ask you to try and use myself as kind of your gateway into finding the Intelident folks. There should be a good level of prospecting and qualification that you can do initially, and once we have that, we can engage with the Intelligent team. We will have follow-up materials regarding prospecting and sales kits as we go further here. We've been kind of running real fast in terms of getting this information out to you, so there will be follow-up for that. The last thing for you folks is an understanding of compensation. You will be compensated for this product starting today. I'm waiting for final approval on materials. I think all of the sales teams will be pleased with the type of compensation model that we have. Unfortunately, I'm not at liberty to give a final notion of how you will be paid, but I will tell you that compensation and credit will flow, and I believe that you will be pleased with it. Stay tuned for follow-up messages regarding compensation that should happen in the next week or two. But again, folks, the key message here is to go out and sell today. This is a terrific product and an addition to our portfolio. So with that, George and the operator, let's open it up for questions, please. And anyone who can hang on the extra few minutes here, we'll be glad to continue to hang on.
At this time, to ask a question, to press star, then one. Once again, to ask a question, to press star, then one. Maggie Swords from IBM, you may ask your question.
Hi, this is Margie Swords in TechLine. We do a lot of quotes and configurations for the Salesforce and for business partners. Is this product in Passport Advantage yet, or is it priced through a different tool?
It's a great question. This is typical of the acquisitions that we do. It will go through a process of getting into Passport Advantage. We're targeting midsummer for it to be in PPA. Right now, the fulfillment and the quotes are going to be done through the Intelliden team and the Intelliden system. That's why it's critical at this point to use me as a focal point for getting that particular part of the process done for our base.
So any kind of request that we get for this, we should just send the request on to you?
Correct.
Okay, perfect.
Then,
Thank you.
Then what we hope to do over the next month or so is get some of these teams like yourself trained on the quotes. But for now, let's go do it through me, and then we'll try to expand, and then ultimately be in PPA.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Michael Troitz from Dicos, you may ask your question.
Yeah, thanks. Actually, I've got three small questions. One is about the presence of Intelliden in Europe. Can you say something about reference customers over here in Europe? Second question is, you've been talking about a couple of thousand devices, relatively large customers. Is Intelliden suitable as well for medium-sized enterprise customers? And the third is, what is the general idea of the license and price model? I'm not talking dollars, but talking, is it license per install, per device, etc.? Thanks.
Sure. Larry, shall I take that?
Please, Rahul, yes.
Okay. Good. Very good question. So, yes, Europe has been actually a key market for Intelliden in the past and will continue to be so. I mentioned BT as being a key customer. Others are Telecom Italia, Telefonica. So, absolutely, Europe is an important market for us, so we'll continue to play there. I think your second question was around number of devices and medium enterprises. Let me answer it this way. The smallest deployment that we have today is 100 devices for the automation of a data center at a customer, and the largest one that I shared with you is close to 100,000 devices, and soon it's going to be much, much greater than that. So we really are the only vendor that plays across the whole spectrum. I will say that in the past, we haven't focused more on the small, medium enterprise space. That's mostly due to, for strategic reasons rather than technology. It requires a different go-to-market strategy, distribution channel that we at Intelliden as an independent company lacked. With IBM support behind us, I think that changes everything. So there's no reason why you shouldn't be talking to customers with, a couple of thousand devices. Telefonica, I think, has 500 or 600 devices to kind of give you a flavor of, one of their deployments. So I mentioned Visa, 4,000 devices. So, yeah, absolutely no reason why you shouldn't be going after those types of opportunities. Your last question was regarding pricing. I would characterize it as such that the pricing varies depending on the type of market that we're playing in. So it's different for service providers, communication service providers. It's different for MSPs, and it's different for enterprises. But to give you a flavor of that, and I think for now that pricing will remain, I think we will probably need to review it in short term and make sure that it's consistent with the current IBM pricing. But I think the loose structure of that is not going to change. And what I mean by that is we take the service provider example. We price by application and by device. So if you wanted the NCCM application for 1,000 devices, here's the price. There's some platform pricing built into that for service providers. For enterprises, we launched a packaged offering last year called NetNova, where we have really bundled a lot of the capabilities and provided a pricing which is much similar to how others do it, nodal pricing to say how many, NetNova for 5,000 devices, here's the price, to really package it up so people don't have to worry about, do I have this piece or do I not, right? So we can be pretty flexible. We also have done for managed services customers subscription type of pricing. So let us know the particular customer that you're dealing with and, work through Larry, and we'll make sure that it's appropriate.
Okay. Okay, thanks very much. Great.
Thank you.
There are no further questions at this time.
Well, I just wanted to thank our speakers today and then also everybody that joined. I did get probably about 10 requests for the materials or that they were not able to open the file. So if you did send me an email, I will get you a file in a 2003 Microsoft PowerPoint format. So, again, thank you, everyone, for attending, and thank you, speakers. That was a fantastic presentation, everybody, by the amount of people on the call. Certainly very excited about this announcement and the opportunities it presents. So with that, speaker, our administrator, I think we can go ahead and close the call. Thank you.
Thank you. This concludes the conference call. You may now disconnect.